Parshat Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu returned to Eretz Canaan, and among other things the Torah tells us is a historic meeting that takes place between him and his brother Esau. The meeting itself is quite interesting, but I want to focus on two comments that are made, one by Esau and one by Yaakov, to try to see exactly what each one is saying. Yaakov Avinu, of course, has sent a gift to Esau. Dozens upon dozens of animals. And when Esav and Yaakov meet each other, Esav asks him, "Mi lecho kol ha-machane hazeh shepagashti? What is this whole camp that was sent to greet me?" And Yaakov answers, "Vayomer limtzochein be'inei Adoni, I wanted to find favor in your eyes, so I sent you a gift." Vayomer Esav, "Yesh li rav, I have plenty. Achi yalacha shalach, my brother, keep what's yours." And Yaakov responds, "Kach nad birchati asher uvat lecha, please take this greeting that I sent you, ki chanani alokim v'chi yesh li kol. I have not rav, I don't have plenty, I have kol. I have everything." So what's going on? What did Esav mean? What did Yaakov mean? Did Yaakov mean to say, "Esav, listen, you have a lot, but me, I have everything, so therefore you should take this gift"? That's not the way that I would think that Yaakov would find favor in Esav's eyes. Remember, Esav is jealous that Yaakov took the bracha. So to come along and say, "Hey, you only have everything, but I got everything. You only have a lot, but look at me." So that's probably not what Yaakov means. And that's not the way Rashi explains. Rashi explains that Yaakov is saying, "Yesh li kol kol sipukai, I have my needs." And Esav, Rashi says, "Diber v'lashon gava, yesh li rav yoter v'yoter mikdei tzochai, I have much more than I need." So Yaakov isn't saying, "I have more than you." Esav is saying, "I have more than enough." And Yaakov is saying, "I have enough." But if that's the way to understand it, so why should Esav get it? If Esav has more than enough and Yaakov is only enough, why is it that Yaakov is trying to convince Esav and that Esav actually accepts the gift? The answer seems to be as follows. Esav is saying, "I have plenty. I have much more than I need. But I don't have everything. Because somebody, as the pasuk tells us, who is ohev kesef, who loves kesef, lo yisba kesef, will never have enough." See, Yaakov says, "I have everything," meaning, "I have what I need. I don't need anything else. I don't want anything else. You take it." Esav is saying, "I have more than I need." But he never said, "I have everything." Because you can never have everything. You can never have enough. And therefore, with just a little bit of prodding, Esav is more than happy to accept the gift. Because no matter how much he has, he always wants more. Points out in Ali Shor that we have here a fundamental difference between the Umos HaOlam and Bnei Yisrael, or at least what should be a fundamental difference. The Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, not only live in Olam Hazeh, but live for Olam Hazeh. And their whole focus is on this world. And if your whole focus is on this world, you can never have enough. You can never have enough of Olam Hazeh. You can never have enough of Gashmius. If that's what your whole being is, no matter how much you want more. And don't believe anybody who would ever tell you, all I want is $1 million. People say all they want is $1 million because they don't have it. And as soon as they have their first million, they're going to want their second million. If it's $2 million, they're going to want $5 million. That's the nature of somebody who lives in Olam Hazeh. But Yaakov Avinu, and we who are Bnei Yaakov Avinu, we do, or at least we should, have a different focus. We don't live for Olam Hazeh. We live in Olam Hazeh, and we need a minimum to survive. And Yaakov Avinu asks for a minimum. At the beginning of Parshat Vayetze, he says, V'nasan li Hashem lechem le'echol uveged lilbo. Shiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me enough food and enough clothing, so Baruch Hashem, I'll be okay. But if your focus is not Olam Hazeh, if your focus is, I need Olam Hazeh to be able to function in Olam Hazeh, but that's not what my goal in life is, then you're capable of having everything. You're capable of having everything because what do you need? A person's life is to live a life of Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Too much Gashmius can interfere with that. I have what I need. Baruch Hashem, I don't need anything else. Yesh li kol. There's a famous story told of somebody who 80 years ago or so came, I think the story says, from America to Poland, and he wanted to visit the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim's fame was world renowned. He wanted to visit the Chafetz Chaim. So he goes to the city of Radin in Poland, and he asks, where's the house of the Chafetz Chaim? And they show him. And he walks into the house of the Chafetz Chaim, and his mouth opens up. He's speechless. Chafetz Chaim comes to greet the visitor, and he can barely talk. So Chafetz Chaim asks him, what's the matter? And they said, where are you furnishing? He looked around the house of the Chafetz Chaim. He says, there's a dirt floor. There's a table with a bench and a couple of chairs. A bookcase. That's about it. There must have been a stove, but he's looking around the house. Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael lives like this. He didn't know what to say. Came from America, even in the 1920s. People had running water, people had nice homes, people had furnishings. He didn't know what to say. So the Chafetz Chaim looked at him and said, pardon my asking, he says, but where are your furnishings? He says, mine? He says, yeah, I see you come in, you have a little peckle, little suitcase, that's all you have, where are your furnishings? He says, me! You're asking of me, I'm just a traveler. I'm just passing through. So when you're traveling, you don't have your furnishings with you. Said the Chafetz Chaim, me too. I'm also just a traveler. I'm also just passing through in Olam Hazeh. My furnishings are in the ultimate home. It's very difficult. It's not nearly impossible in our eyes to reach anywhere near this level of tzidkus of the Chafetz Chaim. No one is demanding of us at this point in time to be like that. You have to go back to your homes and say, rip up the tiles, I want to live with a dirt floor. But there's some times where there needs to be a change in our thinking. Our direction has to be a direction of not wanting to have more and more and more. Now, sometimes people call America the land of things. People have to accumulate things, whatever they are. The latest thing, the latest gadget, we all have to have. One of them, two of them, five of them. And we need to have more and more things. We need to have larger homes because we need a place to put all the things that we've had. But that isn't the goal. There's an old bumper sticker that said, "The person who dies with the most toys wins." That's not our perspective. We don't live in Olam Hazeh because we want Olam Hazeh. We live in Olam Hazeh not for Olam Hazeh, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity to engage in Ruchnius, to establish a relationship with Him. And we need minimums. And probably the minimum that we would need psychologically, even though it's probably not true, but we'll need more than maybe the Chafetz Chaim was satisfied. But we don't need everything. We have to think, or start thinking like Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, we have everything. That is part of our tefillah in Birkat HaMazon. There's a line in Birkat HaMazon that many people say many times a week and have no idea exactly what they're saying. Commotion is Baruch Avoseinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us like He blessed Avoseinu, Avram, Yitzhak, the Yaakov, Bakol Mikol Kol. Who? What? He said Bakol Mikol Kol. What in the world does that mean? So the first three psukkim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham Bakol. That's a pasuk in Parshas Chayisara. VaHashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol. And Yitzchak in pasuk in Parshas Ketodos, Yitzchak Avinu says VaOchal Mikol. I will eat from everything. And Yaakov Avinu in this week's Parsha, when he says V'chiyesh Lichol, I have kol. Abraham says bakol. Yitzchak says mikol. Yaakov says kol. Moshe nizbachu avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov bakol mikol kol. The Gemara Maseches Bava Basra says the following: Tanu Rabbanan Shlosha hit'iman HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh me'ein ha'olam haba. Three people were able to taste in this world a little bit of Olam Haba. Elohei. And you'll never guess who they were. Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Avram, Dichsiv be Bakol. Because Avram felt he had everything. And Yitzchak, Dichsiv be Mikol. Because Yitzchak felt he had everything. V'Yaakov d'chsiv be'kol, because he felt he had everything. And when you feel you have Baruch Hashem, everything that you need, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided you with everything, and there's no pursuit of Olam Hazeh in Olam Hazeh, you feel like you're Me'ein Olam Haba. And why was this so? Because the Gemara continues. Shlosha lo shalat behen yetzahara. Because there were three people that the Yetzer Hara wasn't able to overpower. And you'll never guess. Elohim, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Tichsiv Behu, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. It is these three who understood that Olam Hazeh is where we are, Olam Hazeh isn't our goal. And if we begin to think that, then maybe, just maybe, we begin to think, Baruch Hashem, more or less, because Baruch Hu has given us kol. He's given us all that we need. And if we have what we need, we can use all our energies to search and to look for what we really, really want. And that is Aruch Nius, Aruch Nius.